All righty. Good morning. Sorry, we spent so long talking about Mario and sperm donation, we're really far behind already.
Damn right.
What a weird combo.
Time well spent,
yes.
If you will.
Oh. I don't know what you mean by that. But anyway, folks, it's 6:30. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's, other delicious drinks. Seasonal stuff, man. As the weather warms up, they got great things to make your summer festivities that much more enjoyable. So get stocked up. Drink responsibly with Bud Distributing.
Hey, baseball. Playing Take some baseball.
Me out to the ball game.
Out of the park. Home run. Here
Take
we go.
Me out to the crowd.
Let's all sing. Get some hot dogs, some beers. Talk with each other. Not really watch a game, even though we're here live.
Well, we got 9 hours. We might as well, just hang
might
out.
Might as well hang out and do something, Let's go over to the pitching machine. See how fast we can throw the ball. Walk around the park like 9 times. Go to the gift shop 4 times. I'm telling you, I have a great time at baseball games, but the last baseball game I went to, I don't think I watched any baseball.
Like, oh,
maybe a few innings.
I forgot I was at a baseball game.
Baseball game. Wow. And I'm having a blast.
This is great.
Anyway, hey, opening day for Major League Baseball. This is the day. It's going to be a big day. I'm excited for it, man. Today, the Brewers going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 2:20. Tigers in Tampa playing the Rays at 3:10. White Sox going to be over in Houston playing the Astros at 7:08. Yeah, you got it? There we go. Come on, turn it up.
Who else is playing today?
Who cares? It's opening day. Major League. I got some. Yeah, keep the music rolling. Turn it up, baby.
Okay, all right.
Major shift coming to Major League Baseball starting on opening day today. New rules are in effect, ladies and gentlemen. There will be clocks at stadiums to hurry along the pitchers. Hurry up!
Come on, pitchable!
It's already slow enough. It's baseball! Here's a clock. They're having a shot clock now, which is nice. Pitchers and hitters having a shot clock. There are restrictions on defensive shifts for fielders. The full slate of 15 games, including matchups at Dodger Stadium, Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium, Aaron Judge, is aiming at his own home run record. That's right. Ohtani will be trending with every pitch and swing. And Houston manager Dusty Baker is trying to win another World Series ring. Opening day of Major League Baseball.
We American want a pitcher, not a belly etcher. What were some of the other ones? Do you remember those?
I don't know. Opening day of Major League Baseball, ladies and gentlemen. I got some fun baseball facts here for you. You want
to
hear some?
I would love to hear them. Let me restart my sweet organ music and let's do it.
Okay. I love the organ.
By the way, this is Helen Dell from Dodger Stadium. She was the organist there for 97 years.
97, Helen Dell. Magnificent Helen Dell.
Helen, hit them keys, Helen. We got to get this going.
You know what's amazing? Real quick. The organ, beyond baseball, is always used for either like church or like scary music.
Yeah. That's a good point. You're either in church.
You know what the organ.
Or you're right. It's some creepy ass movie.
Yeah, it's a murderous movie, or like Haunted House or something. It's
or
scary.
One of the happiest tunes ever.
Da, 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 da.
That, or at a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round, that's another
those
one.
Those four things are the only applications for the organ.
That's it. That's why organs are still in business. Because of those four things. We need them.
Boy, that's a tight wheelhouse, though. You know what I mean? That's
it. It really is. Where's this going? The carousel? Or
spent all this time learning to play the organ. I can only do four things with it.
Uh-huh. All right, turn it off and Respin that, DJ.
All right.
Spin that organ music, DJ. Come on.
All right, I'm ready to go. What do you got some facts? Hit us with it.
I do. Babe Ruth's top salary was $80,000 in 1930.
Damn.
1931, yeah.
That's a lot of money in 31.
Yeah, it is, though. But adjusted for inflation, that's equivalent of a little more than $1.1 million today.
Huh. Which would be
so
fair.
So significant. So, yeah. These guys are making, like, what? What's the top salary in baseball? Like, $1 trillion?
Yeah, it's insane what they pay these guys. Yeah, what Verlander just, like, signed or whoever. What's his face? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, just
think
insane.
About all the cabbage leaves he could buy to put it under his cap with that 80
grand.
He would
have been just he'd have been engulfed in cabbage.
The freshest cabbage leaves for Babe.
Man.
Well, Baby Ruthie.
You know, Babe Ruth's bat that he hit a home run is worth, like, how much more than his entire career earnings?
Yeah.
If he knew that, do you think he would be like, damn it, dude.
Come on, guys. Give me a little more.
I'm going to keep this bat and sell it. Anyway, Babe Ruth, that's an interesting fact. Well, turn that organ music up a little bit.
Okay, no, I didn't want to drown you out. Man.
During World War II, the U.S. military designed the grenade to be the size and weight of a baseball, since any young American man could be able to properly throw it.
That's smart.
The draft. Welcome to the draft. You know how to throw a baseball, right?
Look, we're sending you out to fight the Nazis, but don't worry. We'll give you this fun little baseball-sized explosive. It's okay.
You know.
That's smart, though. That's smart, though.
You imagine some of the major league guys now from tossing grenades back then.
You met Randy Johnson hucking a grenade.
I hucked that grenade.
Hitler would have surrendered immediately. All right, immediately. You know, yeah.
Not only is it a grenade and it's going to explode and just rip your body apart. That thing's coming at you at 98 miles.
He doesn't even need to pull the pin. All right, he just throws it at you. All right. There'd be a bigger explosion. Your limbs would go flying just from Randy Johnson throwing it at you, all right? You saw what he did to that bird. Now imagine that in your face. You're dead.
Unbelievable.
All right, you got any other facts?
Yeah.
This is fun.
Pitcher Jim Abbott, he was born without a right hand. He had a 10-season baseball career, including throwing a no-hitter for the New York Yankees versus Cleveland in 1993.
You want to watch some amazing play and talk about rising above adversity. Dude, the guy was awesome.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just put the glove over the non-hand. I don't want to say nub. I feel like that's offensive. But that's funny. But then if he had to, he'd adjust. Like, he'd like get it in the glove, and then it's crazy, man. The guy was a phenomenal play. One hand.
Mm-hmm. Geddy Lee from the band Rush had a huge collection of autographed baseballs from the Negro Leagues.
Yeah.
Or the Negro Leagues. He donated over 200 balls to the museum in 2008. That's pretty cool.
How many? 2,000?
Oh, 200.
Oh,
did I say 2,000?
I mean, 200's still a lot, but I was like, 2,000? How do you get 2,000 baseballs? Where's he putting all those things? It's a lot of baseballs. Wow.
Listen to this one. Eddie Gettle was the shortest man to ever play in Major League Baseball. Well, it's because Brock never played. Yes! Anyway, he was 3'7" tall. What?
So that came about. I remember reading about this. It was almost
Major League Baseball.
It was a almost like a gimmick that they do back in the day.
So this is what they did. St. Louis Browns owner Bill Veeck, he put him in the game as a stunt, saying he was, by golly, the best darn shortest player to ever play big league baseball. He was the only one.
Pitchers couldn't find the strike zone. He was so short. It was so low. So, wow. You know, it'd be like a guaranteed walk every time. Yeah, it was like a gimmick. It was a gimmick.
What if you just got a hold of one? And I mean, just ranked it out of the park. Wait! Whoa. That dude cranked one.
You see that little person just smoked that baseball?
Smoked it.
That ball's gone and went over the back wall. took him forever to get around the bases, though.
You know. How about this one? Listen to this one.
What?
Every single Major League Baseball is rubbed in Lena Blackburn Baseball Rubbing Mud. It's a unique, very fine mud only found in a secret location in Palmyra, New Jersey.
Well, you just gave away the location. Stop it, Hunter. God. Now everyone's going to know where to get that white mud. They're going to be
How about
rich.
This one? There's an actual minor league baseball team named after the Springfield Isotopes of the Simpsons episode, Hungry, Hungry Homer. They're the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess that's no crazier than the Mighty Ducks, the Anaheim Ducks, you know.
Wait. Anaheim, that hockey team, was not named after the Mighty Ducks.
Yes, they were.
No way.
Yes, they were. Yep.
There's not a... No.
Yes.
I always thought that growing up, because after Mighty Ducks, I started playing like hockey games on video games and whatnot. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Mighty Ducks. They put the Mighty Ducks in the game. No.
Because if you looked back in the day, the
Anaheim,
early days...
No.
Yep. You don't believe me on this?
I don't believe you on this.
Were the Anaheim Ducks...
There's no way.
The founder in 1993, the then called Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, were directly named for the Mighty Ducks movies.
No!
Suck it, Hunter.
No way. Yep. There's no way.
Yep.
The Anaheim Ducks were...
Yep.
What?
Quack. Quack. Quack.
Do they do that?
I think you can do whatever you want if you got enough money.
Do they do the Flying V then?
I don't think they did all of that, but I remember because the logo, I loved the logo from like the second, like they had that cool, old school hockey mask, but it was shaped
shaped like a duck.
Yep.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They were named after the Mighty Ducks.
No.
Quack. Quack.
Frigging way,
quack,
man.
Quack. Blew your mind with that one, didn't it?
It just blew my mind. Because for the longest time, like there's no way a professional hockey team named a team after the Mighty Ducks Bombay.
Hey. Big movie. All right, that was a big movie.
I mean, it was a big movie, but come on.
Yep.
It would be like there being a Mud Dogs. Like,
I'm surprised there's not.
A Mud Dogs?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no way. You just made that up.
I'd Google. You Google
I'm gonna
it.
Google it, too.
Google it, bitch. I guarantee it.
Call me names now. It's just trying to Google something.
Google it, bitch. It's on there. Oh, Brandon just messaged us. He said, because Anaheim is the birthplace of Disney. So just add to it.
What?
He also said, you're a bitch.
No, he didn't say that. And my mind is still blown. There's no way.
Crazy.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, Ed, mind blown to wrap sports up. I know we got a lot more to talk about with basketball and whatnot, but hey, 6:43.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
I got a lot of those naked ladies. Good morning. 7:33. Yeah, Brock Hunter.
I'm thinking t-shirts for some reason.
Yeah. All right. Well, of course, we are running way too behind because Hunter had to talk forever about his boners. Ridiculous. Folks, yeah.
No, I didn't. That wasn't.
You're talking about your
nothing
boners.
Nothing to do with me. That was
all you. Gross. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sure I can. I have.
I'm gonna start saying things now.
I have the microphone, and you will listen.
Brock's got six toes on his both feet.
I can show you right now because I'm not wearing socks. It'd be real quick. I can prove you wrong.
That's even worse.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser's, other delicious drinks to help you celebrate whatever you're celebrating, whether you're watching your favorite team play or you're kicking back on the boat this summertime. If it ever happens, get stocked up, drink responsibly with Bud Distributing.
All right, real quick, golf tip. Here's a golf tip for the morning. Discovered one of the best golf pants ever, and they're cheap. Ladies and gentlemen, if you golf, and you're like, why do I got to spend $100 on pants? Mm-hmm. They're so thin that they're basically shorts. Go to Walmart, scrubs. My buddy the other day, I'm like, dude, those are nice pants. I like those. He's like, dude, they're scrubs. Like, what do you mean they're scrubs? They're like, yeah, they're like medical scrubs. What? Felt them. They're like paper thin. They're perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be comfortable walking around the hospital 12 hours at a time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be wearing anything thick. I'm wearing them. Actually, I'm wearing them right now.
You went and got some scrubs? Look
like,
at that.
Dude, they're like a gray, and they're almost kind of formal, you know, on the bottom end at least, because you kind of want to look nice in the hospital. You know, you present yourself, you walk. It's kind of it's a professional business, you know?
You are such a bum. You're wearing scrubs, right?
Hey.
Something that people wear in life-saving situations.
My sister's an RN, and I texted her last night. I'm like, yeah, I just discovered scrubs. They're going to be the perfect golf pant for me. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, we wear those all the time. They're the most comfortable pants you'll ever put on your life.
Does it have a drawstring waistband?
It does. Super long for some reason. But you can tuck that in.
You're the most ridiculous man I've ever met.
Don't be jealous. Hey, I found a Walmart gem just like you do all the time.
Well, if their pants are comfortable, you should do their shirts, too.
No, I'm not doing the shirt. Then I'm pushing the line of impersonating a medical employee.
You're not a doctor. I know. Look at that face. Yeah, no way you're a doctor. You're not fooling me.
Because you got glasses recently. Doesn't qualify you.
You are not a doctor, sir. Get out of here.
There's no MD in that name tag. Second thing I want to talk about. Uh-huh. I had to write these down as you see I'm looking down. Have you seen this basketball that Wilson just invented?
Basketball Jones? No, I have not.
The Basketball Jones. They invented an airless basketball. Type it in real quick.
I have seen that. Yep, I know exactly.
Have you seen it?
But yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it was on Reddit.
So it's a 3D printed basketball, mm-hmm. and it's the same exact weight. It supposedly feels the exact same way, mm-hmm. bounces the same way as a real official NBA basketball.
Yep.
And it's hollow. They 3D print it, and you can see through the basketball. It's wild.
Yep.
Never I want
flat.
One.
Never flat basketball.
Never flat. You never have to air up. Why don't they do the same thing with a football?
Might be different with a football because the air passing through it might change its trajectory.
Same thing with a basketball.
Yeah, that's true.
Basketball spins, football spins.
Yeah, but maybe because you're throwing it far. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there, so I'm not sure.
You know?
I'm not sure.
You would think, though. So if you haven't looked this up, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Wilson Airless Basketball. And you would think that, like, air flowing through it would change the – or maybe not because it spins. I'm not an expert.
What I'm seeing is the holes are pretty tiny. I'll share a screen here so you can see it. What we're talking about on the stream.
It's pretty wild. So I kind of tried to extensively look into it, seeing if I could like maybe purchase one because I'm really interested. And I don't think you can buy them yet. They used them at the dunk contest, the 2023 NBA dunk. Look at that thing.
Yep. Something out of Space Jam.
And so what is it? Like, it's like a plastic, and then they coat it in rubber maybe. But because it's 3D printed and the way it's designed, it just bounces like a pickleball almost. Yeah.
Here's a guy using it at the dunk contest. I don't know. It's weird. That 3D printing has come a long way.
It's crazy.
I mean, they're 3D printing prosthetics, and I mean, it's nuts, man.
So I kind of got into the 3D printing thing last night. What else are they 3D printing? You know what's scary? This has nothing to do with sports. So we'll move on it from real quick. 3D printing guns.
Mm-hmm.
No serial numbers. It's kind of scary.
Yep.
And they're kind of not a good thing.
They work.
And they, yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, I thought you'd find that interesting. Even though you don't play basketball.
I'll play basketball over your face.
You beat me in lightning once and you didn't even really
beat me. I'm pretty sure I beat you a couple times. So you just don't like to admit it. Basketball Jones.
Do you have that organ music?
Do you want the organ music?
Yeah, I kind of do.
How much time do we have? It's 7:38.
I'm just going to go through the scores real quick, and then that's it.
Here, I'll just make the sound with my mouth.
All right, hey. We're good on the music.
All right.
Opening day of baseball, ladies and gentlemen. 2023 baseball, full effect. Today, it kicks off or hits off or whatever you'd say. Brewers going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 2:20. Tigers going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Rays at 3:10. White Sox over in Houston playing the Astros at 7:08. Major shift coming in Major League Baseball. That's right, starting opening day today. New rules in effect. There will be clocks at stadiums to hurry along pitchers and hitters. There are going to be restrictions on defensive shifts for fielders. among many other rule changes that's happening in the baseball world.
Which is
basically
big
just trying to make it more exciting. More
speed it up a little bit. The game hasn't changed since 1842. So they're like, why don't we do some updates there, fellas?
Huh? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe we won't be saying in the stands, maybe she just go get another hot dog, I guess. You know?
Maybe you won't
be eighth one.
Maybe you won't be saying in the stands, oh, is this game still going? Jesus. Yeah.
Cranking them out of the park, though. What about a 3D printed baseball? Do you think that could be a thing?
They could 3D print anything at this point.
Yeah.
Might be better than still using horsehair or whatever they're using inside those things. That's the other thing. They haven't really changed baseballs either. Like, they have done very little to that game.
Yeah.
Yep.
They changed the baseballs a little bit, for sure.
Not much.
I mean, the outside, it looks the same, but I think the inside. Yeah, they've changed for sure. They're not using. They've evolved like just like a golf ball.
Right here. It's virtually the same ball it's always been. Back in 1910, a cork center was substituted for rubber. Later, small braces were introduced to hold the core in proper place. The dimensions, weight, and general construction of the ball have been the same since 1876.
Damn, really?
Yep.
Huh. They would have changed it a little bit.
Nope. Yeah, and you just make statements. You don't know what you're talking about. I got to figure it out.
Hey, don't even.
Between the Ducks, the Anaheim
don't
Ducks,
and tell baseball. Tell me about blindly saying things.
Between the Ducks and baseballs. God, Hunter. Uh-huh. Open a book.
Hey, real quick in golf.
Yeah.
They're cutting the golf ball back.
Then what do you mean they're cutting the golf ball back?
So professional golfers pretty soon won't be able to hit it as long as they used to because they're cutting the golf ball back. So this is becoming a problem in golf where everybody's hitting the ball too long now.
Yeah.
And the courses are too easy because you're hitting the ball too long. So you can do one of two things. You can spend millions and millions and millions of dollars and make the courses, redo the courses and make them all longer.
That's impossible because there's only so much land that you can work with. Yep.
Or you could just remake the golf ball where you can't hit it as far. And that's what they're doing.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird? I don't know if I like it.
So are golfers better or is the equipment better?
Both. Absolutely both.
So if
both.
If you gave Arnie Palmer, mm-hmm. One of the new golf balls, the newest golf ball, the newest club.
Today? In his prime, he would play significantly better than he did.
Yeah?
Significantly.
He already played pretty damn good.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they were playing with crappy, piss poor clubs.
Yeah.
Jack Nicklaus, he had his own club line,
All made of wood.
But if you put a tailor-made stealth in a Jack Nicklaus's hands back in 1970-whatever, in his prime, it's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different.
Rory McIlroy basically pulled a Happy Gilmore and got it on the green in a par four. He got it on the green on a par four.
It's just ridiculous.
In the PGA.
That's why they're cutting the ball back.
Yep.
Pissing people off, too. But what do you do? It's only going to get better and better and better. You got to do something.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that because here's what it is. Much like NASCAR, now it comes down to the driver, right? All the cars are built the same way, okay?
Right.
You can't have an edge. It's not like one guy can come in with nitrous in his car. There's a set standard that you have. Now it'll come down to play. I think it's totally reasonable to do that. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It's really the only thing that's not cut in golf. You think about it, 360, 360cc driver, that's as much as you can get, right?
Yeah.
Is it 360?
Something like that, yeah.
Your clubs can only be a certain length.
Yep.
Can only have a certain amount of clubs. Can only have a certain amount of degree.
Well, can't you just, for all the club makers, like, look, if you're going to make a set for a pro, whether it's Titleist or Nike or whatever, it has to fall within these parameters. That's it. And that's the tour regulated clubs and balls. And everyone, it's all on the same. So then it comes down to play. Then it really does come down to play.
It comes down to play. Yeah, exactly. If you're saying is like everybody plays with the same set.
Yeah, exactly. And the hard part with that is because everyone has their own sponsors. But then it's up to, so Nike's going to have to make their own. What I don't, again, I own the Nike title or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works, but you're right, though. It would make it a lot more fair.
Yeah.
In a way. But anyway, it's kind of interesting, man. Sports, I mean, that's our entire sports this morning. Yep. They're evolving. They're changing with us.
Yep.
You know, everybody's getting bigger, faster, better. You know, nobody's looking like they're 55 years old when they're 27. You know, it's like not like that anymore.
The good old days, all right?
The good old days.
Yeah. That's what I want. Give all of them wood clubs, okay? Give them wood. Give them wood clubs, and then we'll see who's the real golfer. That's what they should do. Anyway. All right, we got to keep her moving here. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Brock and Hunter.